April the 25th. This is Anzac Day, a day that New Zealanders and Australians remember all those soldiers who died in wars in the last century. Anzac means Australia New Zealand Army Corps, and it was the name the Australian and New Zealand soldiers gave to their group who fought together in Turkey in 1915. They landed at Gallipoli at dawn on the 25th of April, hoping to win the battle easily against Turkey. In fact, it was a disaster. The battle continued for 8 months, resulting in a large number of deaths on both sides. Since that time, people in Australia and New Zealand have remembered that day. It is now a public holiday. At dawn, people go to a church service to remember those who died during war. There is usually a march of old soldiers after that. There are speeches, and a trumpet player plays the last post, the tune which is usually played at a soldier's funeral. After that, soldiers usually go to the RSA, the Returned Services Association, where they meet old friends. A week or two before Anzac Day, volunteers sell red poppies made of paper, and people wear these on their clothes. These poppies are a symbol of the real poppies that grew in cemeteries around the graves of soldiers. They are a reminder of those who died during war. The money from the sale of poppies is for the families of soldiers who were wounded in recent wars. New Zealand sent soldiers to South Korea in the 1950s and to Vietnam in the 1970s. Although 1915 was a long time ago, Anzac Day has become more important to young New Zealanders and Australians, and numbers attending services have increased. Young people who are visiting Turkey on holiday want to see Gallipoli. Anzac Day services are held in Gallipoli each year, and also in many other countries such as Britain, the USA, and some Pacific Islands. It is not clear why young people are so interested in Anzac Day. It may be because they are interested in history, or have pride in their country, or want to honour their ancestors, or because they hope for peace in the future.